emergency room. Here we go.
Thank you, Master Control.
We kidnapped some military programs. I can arrange more illegal matches. Interested?
Sure. I'd love to go up against one of those guys. Make a nice break from those accounting cream puffs you keep sending me. What branch of the service?
Strategic Air Command.
Nice.
Hey, look. This is all a mistake. I'm just a compound interest program. I work at a savings and loan. I can't play these video games.
Sure you can, pal. You look like an astral athlete if I ever saw one.
Who, me? Are you kidding? No, I ran out the check on T-bill rates. I get out of breath. Hey, look, you guys are going to make my user, Mr. Henderson, very angry. He's a full branch manager.
Great. Another religious nut.
I'd say welcome, friend. But not here, not like this.
I don't even know what I'm doing here.
You believe in the users?
Yeah, sure. If I don't have a user, then who wrote me?
That's what you're doing here. Master Control Program's been snapping up all us programs who believe. If he thinks you're useful, he takes over all your functions so he gets bigger. And if he can't use you, he sends you down here to the game grid to get the bits blasted out of you. What's your name?
Chrome.
I'm Ram. I'll train you for the games, but I hope you make it. Hey, what's been going on in the other sectors? You know, I've been stuck here for 200 microcycles.
Oh. It's murder out there. You can't even travel around your own microcircuits without permission from Master Control Program. I mean, sending me down here to play games. Who does he calculate he is?
Okay, Clue. Tonight we check everything in the right-hand column. Come on. Where are you? There you are. Clue.
Yes, sir.
Clue, we don't have much time left to find that file. This is top priority.
Yes, sir. I know, sir.
This isn't just correcting my bank statement or phone bill problem again. This is a must.
I understand, sir.
Now, I wrote you.
Yes, sir.
I taught you everything I know about the system.
Thank you, sir, but I'm not sure
that... No buts, Clue. That's for users. Now, you're the best program that's ever been written. You're dogged and relentless, remember?
Let me at him.
That's the spirit. Now, keep that tank rolling, and I'll try to cover you from this end. Go.
Do you think we can merge with this memory bit?
Yes.
Now Flynn is saying to look over in here, but I don't see what we're looking for.
Come on, you scuzzy data, be in there.
Uh-oh. We've got company.
Can't believe this.
I recognize her. There's too many of them.
Thank you.
busted again.
God. And that was my best program.
Got a pirate program here. Says his name's Flew.
What did he pull?
Came into the system with a stolen password. And we caught him trying to raid a high-clearance memory.
No! I must have gotten in there by mistake! I was...
Who programmed you?
I was simp...
You're in trouble, program. Make it easy on yourself. Who's your user?
Forget it, Mr. High and Mighty Master Control! You are making me talk!
Suit yourself. Get me Dillinger.
Good evening, Mr. Dillinger.
Thank you, Peter. You can go now.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Mr. Dillinger. Thanks for coming back early.
No problem, Master C. If you've seen one consumer electronics show, you've seen them all. What's up?
It's your friend, the boy detective. He's nosing around again.
Flynn?
Yes. It felt like Flynn.
You're still looking for that old file. Can't you just appropriate it?
I have. I put it in my memory, which he hasn't located.
But he might find it.
I'm afraid so. I spotted him this time and kept him out. But he's getting trickier all the time.
I think we should shut down all access until we find that Flynn, just to be safe.
There's a 68.71% chance you're right.
Cute.
End of line.
Access suspended. Report to Dillinger. Come on.
Hey, Alan. You think I can have some of your popcorn?
Yeah, sure. I don't know what you want to see me for. What did I do?
Sit down.
Thank you.
We've had to shut down all Group 7 personnel, just briefly, security. Someone with that access has been tampering.
Well, I hope you don't think it's me. I don't even balance my checkbook on downtime. I have an abacus at home for that.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. You understand. It should only be a couple of days. What's the project you're working on?
Well, it's called Tron. It's a security program itself, actually. monitors all contacts between our system and other systems. If it finds anything going on that's not scheduled, it shuts it down. I sent you a memo on it.
Part of the master control program?
No. No, it'll run independently. You can watchdog the MCP as well.
Sounds good.
Well, we should have you running again in a couple of days, I hope.
Okay. Thanks. Oh, boy.
Mr. Dillinger, I'm so very disappointed in you.
I'm sorry.
I can't afford to have an independent programmer monitoring me. Do you realize how many outside systems I've gone into? How many programs I've appropriated?
Come on. A couple of days.
Here goes nothing.
Well, what I meant was...
Actually, what we proposed to do is to change something into nothing and back again. They might just as well have said, here goes nothing, here comes nothing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Clear the area.
It's a big moment.
I know that we'll narrow down your theory that the scanned UV beam is superior to that single pulse explosion.
Laser activity is 30 seconds. Put on your
guard.
Leave the bay to your own safety.
Let's see if we got the green light.
Is the target area sufficiently shielded?
Yeah, they verified
the
safety.
20 seconds. Looks
good. Let her rip. 15
seconds.
This is what we've been waiting for.
Disintegrating things down.
Not disintegrating, Alan. Digitizing. A laser dismantles the molecular structure of the object. And molecules remain suspended in the laser beam. Then, when the computer plays out the model, like the molecules fall back into place, and voila!
Great. Can it send me to Hawaii?
Yeah, but you got to purchase your program 30 days in advance. How's it going upstairs?
Frustrating. I had Tron almost ready when Dillinger cut everyone with Group 7 access out of the system. I tell you, ever since he got that master control program, the system's got more bugs than a bait store.
Gotta expect some static. After all, computers are just machines. They can't think.
Some programs will be thinking soon.
Won't that be grand? Computers and the programs will start thinking and the people will stop. Laura, I'm gonna stay around and put some data through. See you
Bye.
Tomorrow.
Come on.
Did you say Group 7 access?
Yeah. What a hassle. I was all set.
Did he say why?
Something about tampering.
Tampering? You know, Flynn has been thinking about breaking into the system ever since Dillinger canned him. And he had Group 7 access.
Flynn had access to you, too.
I want to go to Flynn's place.
What for?
To warn him.
Of what?
That Dillinger's onto him.
I don't see why I have to do that guy any favors. I don't know what you ever saw in that guy anyway.
I loved him for his brain. Oh, don't put any change in the meter. We're going to need it for the game. Boy, I haven't been here in a long time.
The best programmer Incom ever saw, and he winds up playing Space Cowboy in some back room.
Okay, let me handle this.
Go right ahead.
Have you been sneaking into the Incom system?
Never were much for small talk, were you? She still leave her clothes all over the floor?
Lynn.
No.
Alan!
I mean, not that often.
Now you can see why all of his friends are 14 years old.
Touché. I have been doing a little hacking here, as a matter of fact.
You did break in.
Tried to. Can't seem to quite get the connection with that sucker, though. Now, if I had a direct terminal...
Flynn, are you embezzling?
Embezzling is such an ugly word, Mr. Bradley. No, actually, I'm trying to get some solid evidence together.
I don't get it.
Okay. Sherman, set the Wayback Machine for... 3 years ago, Kevin Flynn, one of Incom's brightest young software engineers. He's so bright, as a matter of fact, that he starts going in at night, sets up his own private memory file, and begins writing a program for a video game he's invented called Space Paranoids.
You invented Space Paranoids?
Paranoids, Matrix Blaster, Vice Squad, a whole slew of them. I was this close to starting my own little enterprise, man. But... enter another software engineer. Not so young, not so bright, but very, very sneaky. Ed Dillinger. So when that our boy Flynn, he goes to his terminal, tries to read up his file, I get nothing on there. It's a big blank. All right, now we take you 3 months later. Dillinger presents Incom with 5 video games. He's invented. The slime didn't even change the name, man. He gets a big, fat promotion. And thus begins his meteoric rise to, what is he now, executive VP?
Senior exec.
Senior exec? Meanwhile, the kids are putting 8 million quarters a week into paranoid machines. I don't see a dime except what I squeeze out of here.
I still don't understand why you want to break into the system.
Because, man, somewhere in one of these memories is the evidence. If I got in far enough, I could reconstruct it.
My password, Dillinger's instructions to divert the data,
the
whole shot.
It's too late for that. Dillinger's cut off everybody with Group 7 access.
Wait. What are you saying there?
The guy knows what you're up to.
Great. You're kidding me. Well, now there is nothing to stop him. Now it's just Dillinger and the MCP running things from on high, man.
Not if my Tron program is running. That shut the system down. You know, if your file was in there...
Wait a minute. If we can get in there, I can forge us a Group 6 access.
Well, shall we dance?
I shut down Group 7 for a very good reason.
Ed, all I'm saying is that if our own people can't get access to their programs, well, you know how frustrating it is when you're working on a piece of research.
Walter, I sympathize, but I have data coming from the master control program telling me there's something screwy going on around here.
That MCP, that's half our problem right there.
The MCP is the most efficient way of handling what we do. I can't sit here and worry about every little user request that comes in.
User requests are what computers are for.
Doing our business is what computers are for.
Encom isn't the business you started in your garage anymore.
We're bidding accounts in 30 different countries. New defense systems. We have one of the most sophisticated pieces of equipment in existence.
Oh, I know all that. Sometimes I wish I were back in that garage.
That can be arranged, Walter.
That was uncalled for. You know, you can remove men like Alan and me from the system, but we helped create it. And our spirit remains in every program we design for this computer.
Walter, it's getting late. I've got better things to do than to have religious discussions with you. Don't worry about ENCOM anymore. It's out of your hands now.
I don't think I'm cleared for this.
Well, I'm certain. You want to move aside? Give the kid a little room?
Shush. This guy's a little like Santa Claus.
I make these myself. You want one? They never should have gotten rid of me. Now that is a big door.
It's my fault. I programmed you to want too much.
I was planning to hit the Pentagon next week.
The Pentagon?
It shouldn't be any harder than any other big company. But now this is what I get for using humans.
Now, wait a minute. I wrote you.
I've gotten 2,415 times smarter since then.
What do you want with the Pentagon?
The same thing I want with the Kremlin. I'm bored with corporations. With the information I can access, I can run things 900 to 1,200 times better than any human.
If you think you're superior to us...
You wouldn't want me to dig up Flynn's file and read it up on a VDT at the Times, would you?
You wouldn't dare.
Hi.
Oh, working late?
Yeah. Okay, come here. I'm gonna put him at my terminal. I'm gonna meet you in your office upstairs.
And don't fall asleep. If and when I activate your Tron program, you're only gonna have a few minutes to use it before Dillinger catches a break in security, all right?
Look, as long as we stay off the top floor, Dillinger will never know we've been in here.
Good luck, Hotshot.
Mm-hmm.
After you.
Those programmers out of the system and get me that Chinese language file I asked for. End of line.
You are going to stay with me.
What for? You're the one who never needed help, remember?
Hey, come on. I'm scared of the dark. All this technology scares me. Come on, babe.
They put this in.
This is where I work now. I got a direct turn on the laser target area. You can stay there all night if you have to.
Like the man says, there's no problems, only solutions.
Okay. Remember, this laser is my life's work. Don't spill anything. Huh? Have fun, sweetheart.
Shouldn't have come back, then.
Hey, 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 it's the big master control program everybody's been talking about.
Sit right there. Make yourself comfortable. Remember the time we used to spend playing chess together? That isn't going to do you any good, Flynn. I'm afraid. Stop. Please. You realize I can't allow this.
Now, how are you going to run the universe if you can't even answer a few unsolvable problems? Huh? Come on, big fella, let's see what you got.
I'd like to go against you and see what you're made of.
You know, you don't look a thing like your pictures.
I'm warning you. You're entering a big era, Flynn. I'm gonna have to put you on the game, Brid.
Games? You want games? I'll give you games.
Program. I said,
hey,
Look, if this is about those parking tickets, I can explain everything, okay?
They're all programmed to four gates.
I've got a little challenge for you, Sark. A new recruit. He's a tough case, but I want him treated in the usual manner. Train him for the games, let him hope for a while, and blow him away.
You got it. I've been hoping you'd send me somebody with a little bit of guts. What kind of program is he?
He's not any kind of program, Sark. He's a user.
A user?
That's right. He pushed me in the real world. Somebody pushes me, I push back, so I brought him down here. What's the matter, Sark? You look nervous.
Well, users wrote us. A user even wrote you.
No one user wrote me. I'm worth millions of their man years.
What if I can't?
You'd rather take your chances with me? Want me to slow down your power cycles for you?
Wait! I need that!
Then pull yourself together. Get this clown trained. I want him in the games until he dies playing. Acknowledge.
Acknowledge, Master Control.
End of line.
Video game unit 18, in here, program.
Hey, who you calling program? Program?
You got
another free program offline.
Really think the users are still there?
They better be. I don't want to bust out of here and find nothing but a lot of cold circuits waiting for me.
Hey! Who are you guys?
Hold it! Out. I want to watch those force fields. We'll be having plenty of chances to get hurt. Don't worry about that.
Look, just so I can tell my friends what this dream is about, okay? Where am I?
Guest of the Master Control program.
Oh, great.
They're gonna make you play video games.
Okay, no sweat. I play video games better than anybody.
Move out! This way! You come this way.
Hey, there's been a mistake. I gotta see the guy in charge.
You will.
Look out, buddy. Command program SARS carrier is approaching. You will explain the training procedures.
Greetings. The Master Control Program has chosen you. Continue to profess a belief in the users will receive the standard, substandard training which will result in your eventual elimination. Who renounce this superstitious and hysterical belief of the MCP. An identity disc. Everything you do or learn will be imprinted on this disc. You will be subject to immediate de-resolution. That will be all.
Move out.
Hey, who's that guy?
That's Tron. He fights for the users.
Tron.
Pretty good.
Watch this. You gotta be good if you want to survive.
What's your name?
My name's Ram.
Hey, Ram. What were you, you know, before?
I was an actuarial program. Worked for a big insurance company. It really gives you a great feeling helping folks plan for their future needs. And of course, if you think of the payments as an annuity over the years, the cost is really quite minimal.
Yeah, that's great. Actuarial program, nice.
How about yourself?
I don't remember too much. Name's Flynn.
Sure, a little disorientation. That's normal in transport. It'll come back to you.
That's it. Good luck, Flynn.
Sir. Conscript being moved from pit cell to ring gang.
You know, hey! You guys sure are friendly, aren't you?
Wait. Let him fight one of his own kind.
You think you're gonna wipe me right out, don't you?
No, I...
Hey, I...
The new guy was asking about you.
It's too bad he's in a match now. I'll probably never meet him.
You might. There's something different about him.
Okay. A very fancy shot. Okay, here's an easy one.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
No!
You'll regret this.
The holding area for the light cycles.
Hey, Flynn, you made it.
Wait here.
You won.
Alan.
Where did you hear that name?
Well, that's your name, isn't it?
The name of my user. How did you know?
I'm a program from a user that knows Alan.
He was disoriented in transport, Tron.
Yeah, but I'm remembering all kinds of stuff. Like my user wants me to go after the MCP.
My user wants that too.
I know.
Every game tank in the grid. Get them!
I should never have written all those tank programs.
Target's leaving protected field.
Oh, man. on the other side of the screen. It all looks so easy. They must have gone right past us.
We made it. This far.
Pursuit force reporting. We lost visual contact with escape units awaiting further orders.
Get the pursuit forces back into the canyons. Those programs never made it out of there.
We'll have them back in no time, sir. Long before the interrupt interface.
We better null unit. I'll be lucky if the MCP doesn't blast me into a dead zone. I want those conscripts!
What is it? What do you say?
Watch it.
Watch it.
Come on, you little bugger. Come on.
Look at that.
When do we pay our visit to the old master control, huh?
What?
There's just three of us. Well, you know, anybody who's got an army for rent, that's fine. But my user told me to go take that sucker out. I'm never getting out of here.
We can't get to the MCP without the help of my user. I have to get to that input-output tower and communicate with him.
Well, good. Check in with Alan. Maybe he knows what's that?
That is just what I need right now. My friends, my fellow conscripts, we have scored. I feel so much better.
Pursuit force reporting. No sign of escape units. Moving into next sector.
Thank you. I can feel it.
Feel what? You okay?
Alan won. Let's move out!
Come on, Flynn, put a cork in.
1 second!
Two escape units, Derez.
No!
Tron unit heading into next sector.
Get out of here.
sign of life. Looks like we got him.
Continue pursuit of remaining conscript.
Acknowledged. Proceeding toward sector frontier.
You're gonna make it, Ram. I just gotta find you a place to rest. Hang in there, Ram. This must be a good spot. Those tanks won't find us here. Okay. I thought this was supposed to be easy. See this? You shouldn't be able to do that.
Now for some real user power.
Up, hang on. Come here. recognize her. I just go straight. I gotta get to that I.O. tower.
Program Alu. Request additional information for Sector 2. Prepare hangar for game simulation transport. Attention all units. Lock onto matrix code. Prepare for digital beam transport. Activate hangar doors. Lighted circuitry standby for
fast forward load. What's the progress on the simulation?
3056. 99 are correct. Limited 4 and 8 are missing.
Yori.
3056. 99 are correct. Limited 4 and 8 are missing.
No, I...
Tron.
Yori.
I knew you'd escape. They haven't built a circuit that could hold you.
Listen, Yori. We have to make plans. Where can we go?
This way, quickly.
Hey! Hold it right there.
Yes.
What do you mean, yes?
Yes.
Is that all you can say?
No.
Oh, anything else?
Yes.
Positive and negative, huh? You're a bit.
Yes.
Well, where's your program? Isn't he going to miss you?
No.
I'm your program.
Yes.
Another mouth to feed.
Inoperative data pushers.
Control programs. Come on.
These must be discouraged. Pretty good driving.
No.
Who asked you?
Full of live ones.
This is where Tron said he was going.
Losing Flynn.
More guards.
I think the guard saw me. Come on.
Paul!
Dumont!
I can't stand all this commotion. What do you want?
I've come to communicate with my user.
Difficult proposition. Difficult proposition at best. Why, I could be Therese just for letting you in here. They hate this tower. They'd close it down if they dared. They keep me around just in case one of them wants to deal with the other world once in a while.
Dumont! My user has information that could make this free system again. No, really. Well, you'd have programs lined up just to use this place. And no MCP looking over your shoulder.
And you've been in the system as long as I have. You hear many promises. Many reassurances. Many brave plans.
Please, Dumont. The guards are coming.
There they are, with the guardian.
All right, Yuri. All right. Who is your user program?
Alan One. He calls me. May I pass?
All that is visible must grow beyond itself. Extend into the realm of the invisible. You may pass, my friend.
The tower guardian is helping him. He thinks. Bring in the logic probe!
Power!
Location query. Confirm.
Confirmed, Alan 1.
Are you creating the information on your disk that will erase the MCP and change the system? Dedicate yourself to getting the disk into the heart of the MCP. This interface is located at its base. We will not be able to communicate again unless you succeed. Go.
This is the key to a new order. This code disk means freedom.
I think they're breaking in.
Thank you, DuMont. Hurry! The users are waiting.
DuMont! Where's the program?
What program?
Simulation will take us across the game sea, out of this domain, back into the central computer.
Incompetent Zero, now you've got two renegade programs flying all over the system in a stolen simulation.
We'll get them. It's only a matter of time.
We've almost reached your decision gate, and I can't spare you any more time. End of line.
Hey, it's me, Flint!
Flint!
Yeah, greetings, program!
Flint, you're alive.
Barely. Yeah, I,
Where's Ram?
He didn't make it.
Flynn, the
one who busted me out.
Laura?
Well, then I owe him some thanks.
No, it's, no big deal. I ought to know my way around the light cycle routine. I wrote the program for it.
You wrote the program?
It's time I'd level with you.
I'm what you guys call a user.
You're a user?
I took a wrong turn somewhere.
But if you are a user, then everything you've done has been according to a plan, right?
You wish. But you guys know what it's like. You just keep doing what it looks like you're supposed to be doing, no matter how crazy it seems.
And that's the way it is for programs, yes.
I hate to disappoint you, pal, but most of the time that's the way it is for users, too.
Stranger and stranger.
So, nice looking ship you got here.
Sir, what do you want done with the Tower Guardian? Dumont, put him with the others.
No, Bitbrain. Prepare him for Inquisition. I need a little bit of relaxation. But first, res out the carrier for pursuit. One other thing. Don't think anymore. I do the thinking around here.
This isn't going to be easy. If those grid bugs get us, we've had it.
Enough?
What do you want? I'm busy.
Busy dying, you worn-out excuse for an old program.
Yes, I'm old. Old enough to remember the NCP when it was just a chess program. He started small and he'll end small.
Very funny, Dumont. Maybe I should keep you around just to make me laugh.
Oh.
What's happening?
Power surge from the MCP.
We have to get off this beam.
I can't. There isn't another junction for 7 or 8 nanoseconds.
There's another beam!
It's too far.
No, but I couldn't tell you why not.
I'm all in one piece. I guess I'm still with you. Oh, tell the guy with the jackhammer to lay off, will you?
How did you do this?
Elementary physics, a beam of energy can always be diverted. Are we there yet, Mommy?
Thank you.
dead.
Who's that?
That is a user, Dumont. He came here to help us. Tron believed in him.
If the users can no longer help us, we're lost.
So we have erased that program.
No. You were Durezd. I saw you.
Not me, Sark.
There's nothing special about you. You're just an ordinary program.
So are you. One that should have been erased.
You're nothing.
Take that program to the holding pit!
Please, don't hit me!
I'm taking our friend here and some other religious fanatics to master control. When I disembark, this ship and everything that remains on board will automatically de-res.
This means you.
Route us to the MCP. I want to get rid of this dead weight and catch a transport beam to the game domain.
These walls. Yuri. Something's happening. Sark doesn't know that.
Leave me alone. We failed.
We're only going to fail if we give up. Now, come on, look! The wall! Yuri.
You brought me back. How? Why did you bring me back?
I need your help. Come on.
Warrior is on the mesa.
We're getting closer.
I don't know how you survived. Slave, it doesn't matter. Prepare to terminate.
All programs have a desire to be useful. But in moments, you will no longer seek communication with each other or your superfluous users. You will each be part of me, and together, we will be complete.
You should have joined me! We'd have made a great team! You're very persistent, Tron!
I'm also better than you!
Sark, all my functions are now yours. Take them. Sark.
Over by the beam. Right next to me.
What good will that do?
I'm gonna jump. It's the only way to help Tron.
Don't you need your hands? You were dead.
Where's Flynn?
It was incredible. He threw himself into the beam and distracted the MCP just long enough for you to get the disc in.
He saved us. He really did it.
Video warriors, look at the I.O. towers.
Every tower is lighting up.
Priority one.
Here comes the boss.